And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, today I've got a great guest for you, good friend of mine from up Canada way, but we won't hold that against him here in the Republic of Texas, way down in southern United States. You know, some people call, if you're from Texas, you're from South America. But I guess that's a little misunderstanding of geography, isn't it? Well, Henry Mako, M-A-K-O-W, Dr. Henry Mako. By the way, his website is henrymako.com. And maybe there's other ways to get a hold of Henry, because I know if you've never heard of Henry Mako or heard him talk or read his books and his articles and such, I know you're going to want to. He has a terrific website and all the time has articles. I go on there and I read it regularly because he's a commentator, sort of an analyst, really, on social things, on the culture, on the feminist movement. I mean, he really is an ingenious, a brilliant individual. If you go on rents.com, for example, which is a great news site, I know Jeff thinks the world of Henry Mako, and there are many articles there periodically showing on rents.com from Dr. Mako. But most of all, we have offered here in Power Prophecy Ministries the book by Dr. Mako entitled Illuminati, the Cult That Hijacked the World. Illuminati, the Cult That Hijacked the World. And by the way, we are still selling that. And later on, let's say about halftime on this program, we're going to give you an opportunity to order that book. But I have in my hand the brand new book by Dr. Henry Mako entitled Illuminati 2, Deceit and Seduction. Now, if you liked, and I know many of you did because you ordered a lot of copies and wrote me back telling me how much you appreciated Dr. Mako's first book, Illuminati, the Cult That Hijacked the World. Well, you'll love just as much, maybe more, because it's sort of insightful. You know, the other one, the first book, I thought was one of the, probably the best introduction and overview of the Illuminati cult that really has ever been produced. And I put my own books in that category. I don't like to, but probably if you wanted to know the whole scope of the Illuminati, I think Illuminati, the Cult That Hijacked the World, would be a great way to start. Then there's my books, of course, Circle of Intrigue, Dark Majesty, and others. But start with Henry's, because I think it's a tremendous book. Now, Illuminati 2, Deceit and Seduction. The first time I read this book, I thought, wow, because he gets into areas here that no one's ever covered before. I mean, I'm sure somewhere in the world you may have read them. In fact, a lot of them are some of the articles and things that Dr. Mako himself has covered on his website. But now they're all in this book, and I'm telling you, it's just wow. Everything you'd want to know about cultural subversion, social engineering, the Freemasons. You'll find out about Bill Gates of Microsoft. Is he a Satanist? Michael Jackson, was he the singer? Was he an Illuminati sex slave? The Bohemian Grove, as I said, the Freemasons, the CIA, were they behind the drug culture? Rock music, satanic message, pornography, who's really behind it? Zionism, communism, Judaism, Catholics, the Vatican, Rothschild, the Illuminati bankers. Dr. Henry even covers the Spanish flu. And a lot of people are worried about these vaccines. We're coming up on another flu season now. Then he has a lot of information about the Nazis, Hitler, Rudolf Hess. Then we go over to communism, Stalin, some hidden secrets. If you've heard about the Katyn Forest Massacre in Poland, that was initially blamed on the Nazis. Well, boy, do you ever have a surprise. This is an excellent. I just really enjoyed. I appreciated Henry putting that in this book. Does the Taliban over in Afghanistan. I actually worked for the CIA. Hey, see, there's so many questions here. We could take days, but I just want to, first of all, start by welcoming Dr. Henry Macko to Power of Prophecy. Welcome, my friend.
Tex, it's an honor to be on your show, and I am really grateful for your interest in my work and for offering my books to your listeners. And I want to say that when I look at your books, I take my hat off to you. Like, your books, like Codex Magica, just unbelievable. To me, you are the primary researcher in this field, and you've done the pioneer work, and I certainly am glad to support you and your work, because I really respect you and your work.
But, you know, Dr. Henry, I hope you don't mind me calling you Dr. Henry.
Not at all.
You know, to me, one of the wonderful things about your work is that you dig and you look into culture. You know, you look into television, into psychology. And it seems like we're being controlled. Is that what is happening? You know, you can study politics and economics, you know, in sort of a, what would you call it? Click clack mechanical sometime. Although I think that's the wrong way to look at it, because you've shown us in Deceit and Seduction here a different way of looking at it. But evidently the Illuminati elite have, they've really affected all parts of our culture, and it really is into our minds, isn't it?
Yeah, let me begin by explaining why I called the book Illuminati 2, Deceit and Seduction. Deceit and seduction, that's how the devil works, first by deceiving and then by seducing through various forms of bait, you know? And essentially, one of the points I make in this book is we generally think of evil as some kind of personal failure. We don't really realize that our whole civilization is run behind the scenes in defiance of God. In other words, our whole civilization, Western civilization, is based on wresting authority from God and essentially giving it to ultimately the central bankers and their occult advisors. And so our whole civilization, and this is coming to a climax now, is Luciferian. It is behind the scenes. So we pay lip service to God, but in fact, the people who hold power are in revolt against God. And so this is a massive problem when your whole civilization has basically set out on the wrong foot and set out on the wrong path. So I cover that in my introduction, and then you know, I go into some of the various aspects of this problem. Do I? I think I've stunned you into silence there.
No, I'm waiting for. I'm interested. I'm waiting for your next statement here. You got my interest up. Well, so it's really a pathology of society. It's like a disease, a psychological disease that's spread by these evil agents, and it sort of overtakes us all. They may be parasites, but we're the ones that are infected with it.
That's right. This is becoming more obvious now that we seem to be in the climactic phase of this centuries-long conspiracy. But culture is basically a process of taking over our souls and minds and enslaving us to these occult elements and their god Lucifer. And all of culture is really, modern culture especially, is devoted to alienating us from God, alienating us from ourselves, and enslaving us to Lucifer and his agents, who are the central bankers, who use their control of the nation's credit to create a new world empire devoted to Lucifer.
You know, Henry, Satan in the wilderness with Jesus, offered him all the kingdoms of the world. Obviously, they were his to offer. You know, the Apostle Paul says in the Bible that Satan is God, small g, you know, whereas God is God of the universe, our great Lord and Savior. But Satan, for whatever reasons God has allowed it, is God of this world, of this, you know, this territorial area, you might say. And Jesus told Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. So you've defined a world. You define the Illuminati as a cult that hijacked it. And this, in this world, a world full of deceit and seduction, then belongs to Satan. And I believe that is absolutely true, and it's biblical, and it's a great warning. Now, on the cover of your book, you have a statement by the United Kingdom, Great Britain's Minister of Defense. And maybe you can read that to the folks here. I think this is sort of the key to your whole, I don't want to call it a thesis, I think it's a proven fact. But Healy talking, Mr. Healy, talking about world events, and maybe we can discuss that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, this statement, I put the statement on the cover of both my books. It's, world events do not occur by accident. They are made to happen, whether it is to do with natural or national issues or commerce. Most of them are staged and managed by those who hold the purse strings.
Staged and managed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, essentially, I think we have to look at human history and culture as a process by which we are being socially engineered, psychologically changed, in order to be the kinds of creatures that could serve the super rich, who are these central bankers and their associates and lackeys. And so most wars, you know, I mean, this is a huge topic, but I try to provide information that supports the view that most wars and revolutions are devoted to destroying our morale, destroying our natural leadership, and generally debasing and degrading humanity down to the level of a domestic animal, so we can better serve the Illuminati, who are these Masonic, often Jewish bankers.
Well, you know, back in the French Revolution, the makers of that revolution, the conspirators, they used the term glorious revolution. They said it was a glorious revolution. And you mentioned a little bit earlier that that's what we're really up against, a revolution, a rebellion against God. And, you know, the Bible also says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So this is a form of witchcraft, then, is to work and control men's minds. Is that what we're up against?
Definitely. There's an essay called The Red Symphony, which is in my book, my very first book, Cruel Hoax, which makes it absolutely clear that revolution, the true meaning of revolution, is rebellion against God. And that's the true meaning of the Russian Revolution and the French Revolution, and I suspect even the American Revolution, that these were all put in place in order to empower certain people, in order to further the Luciferian agenda, the Satanist agenda on Earth, and at the same time destroy opposition to it. And that's why we never really hear about the terror and the massacres inflicted upon the Russian nobility and the Russian Christian population, and in the case of the Russian Revolution, or in the case of the French Revolution, on the French nobility. We never hear about that because the victors write the history. Mm. But in fact, mankind is, unfortunately, power is in the hands of active Satanists, and they are taking us down their path. Unfortunately, it's not a happy outlook. But at least if we're aware of it, we can live our lives accordingly and not be influenced by this trend, because it's a battle for our minds, and I believe that we can set our minds free to serve God and to enjoy, you know, the happiness that that service provides. It's, in other words, as individuals, we can break free from this rebellion.
Well, you know, I've often discovered, Henry, and I'd like your comments on this. You know, as a Christian ministry, we have tried and we have helped many, many people over the years. And I've noticed that each person that needed help, and I'm talking about of a spiritual nature, had a certain weakness. And maybe we all have weaknesses, but it seemed that Satan was meeting them right at that point of their weakness. It could have been sex. It could have been they had an anger problem, you know, temper, they had a lust for money. Whatever it was, though, I think we all, and some of it was just music. I talked with a young 25-year-old girl over the weekend, and she just flat out said, no one is going to take away my heavy metal music. And I asked her some of the rock stars she liked, and it was Led Zeppelin, you know, with his Stairway to Heaven, which is totally Aleister Crowley and satanic. She told me she was going to be going to a voodoo festival next week, and she loved the music at the voodoo festival. And I said, well, aren't there going to be all kind of satanic? This was a girl who told me she's a Christian. But she said, well, I'm a Christian, and I go to church, but I cannot give up this music. It seemed to me that Satan had a grasp of her through music. And others, as you state in your book here, this deceit and seduction, there are evidently many ways, even computers. You know, I find myself, if I don't watch it, I'll be addicted to computer news sites, you know, just boning up on all the news. And I think that could take over my life if I don't watch it. I'm sort of a news hound. Have you discovered that in writing this book, that there's so many areas and that Satan, you know, knows how to draw in various crowds of people according to these cultural areas?
Yeah, you know, that's how they recruit their leaders, the people who are going to be our leaders. They recruit them by seducing them, usually using sex and any kind of immorality that they can find. The whole elite has to, in a sense, announce its loyalty to Satan by first engaging in homosexual acts or revealing, you know, financial fraudulent activities or anything that confirms that they belong in the legions of Satan, and then they are allowed to rise to power in our society. So, and you know, that's exactly the way Satan works. We all have our weaknesses. I have my weaknesses too, and which I struggle with, and that's the way Satan holds us back. But unfortunately, instead of living in a society that encourages us to renounce our weaknesses and to take the higher path, instead of living in a society that uplifts us and inspires us to a higher vision of man, I don't have to tell you, we live in a society that actually confirms us in our weaknesses and encourages us, mainly through the mass media, which these Illuminati Satanists control, encourages us to engage in to indulge our weaknesses. And so when we realize that, we can, I think we are somewhat fortified in our struggle.
You know, you mentioned in book one, you call it in your table of contents, I see you cover on page 62, beginning on page 62, the Bohemian Grove Illuminati meeting for satanic rituals. But you also have page 49, a section, was Michael Jackson an Illuminati sex slave? You know, it's been reported Bohemian Grove, a lot of sexual atrocities, homosexuality, and things occur there. Then we have the Michael Jackson thing. So you think, in a sense, on a spiritual and even a physical perspective, there's a link or connection between, let's say, Michael Jackson and then these big shot world leaders going to the Bohemian Grove. Is that Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, it seems that you cannot advance in our culture without compromising yourself morally and sexually. For example, it's rumored that Dave Chappelle, who is a up-and-coming black comedian, he turned down a $50 million contract, and it's rumored that the reason he did it is that he was essentially told he'd have to engage in some kind of homosexual ritual.
My goodness.
So that seems to be the pattern. There's that wife of the Marine colonel, I forget her name, starts with G. She's got tapes on the internet, interviews with her on the internet, talking about how all the upper echelon of the American military and the Marines have to engage in these homosexual rituals. They're all patterned on the kind of skull and bones initiation rituals. They're all patterned on Freemasonic initiation rituals. Essentially, you have to compromise yourself morally and physically in order to be allowed to participate in the running of this planet. And that, that exemplifies the fact that our planet is actually consciously and deliberately devoted to evil. But all that is disguised by an apparent, idealism, which is all just window dressing in order to disguise the reality. And all these leaders talk in the most highfalutin terms, and they do a good job of disguising their real intention, and that's possible because many of them apparently have had their minds shattered into various compartments, so they can be three or four or five different people, and not even know that they are being deceptive.
You know, one of the things you talked about in your first book, Illuminati, The Cult That Hijacked the World, and even in this one, you talked about the Zionist and Satanic Jews. You mentioned the Sabbateans. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Sabbateans seem like had a little bit of that, a whole lot of that philosophy where they believed that a man could not be holy until he had totally given over to the dark side. So they would be like a combination, black and white, dark and good. But the Sabbateans believed that you must embrace evil, correct? And so it seems like these people in the Masonic lodges and the Order of Skull and Bones, that's what they're doing. At an early age, you're saying they're inducting them into ultimate gross evil. And therefore, they're making it into a good so that then they can be molded for the rest of their life having partaken of these notorious activities.
Well, I think the wider conception we have to appreciate is that for Satanists, evil is good.
Mm.
And truth is lies are truth. In other words, they're going to reverse everything. And so, and that's the world we live in. We live in a world where they call light, they call darkness light. And so the Enlightenment, we live in the Enlightenment, that was actually the beginning of our benightedment, if you follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has been, everything is reversed. And so we have to be conscious of that we live in this kind of inverted reality where we're going to be lied to because lies are truth now. And evil is going to be pushed because evil is good. This is our environment. And it's important to know that it's not random or it's not commercially motivated. It is a deliberate satanic plan put in place by devotees and disciples of Lucifer and Satan.
You know, we used to require of our politicians that they would be honest, men of or women of integrity. And going along with what you're saying, Henry, now everybody just expects it. Oh, they're both going to lie to us. And people don't get that upset about the lies, do they? I mean, it's just, well, They're all liars, so let's just pick the best one of the liars. It's really, people have compromised for so long in these areas that we're just lied to constantly, and no one is called to account anymore, are they?
No, we could, you know, I think like Bill Clinton, I never had sex with that woman, and I mean, that hasn't really destroyed his career. We have, I've got an article in my book, Illuminati 2, about the Illuminati Christian imposter, how Tony Blair talks about he was a Catholic all along. You see, this is how they work. They're Satanists, they do evil, and yet they pretend to be Christians. Why? Because they discredit Christianity this way.
Mm.
No, we live in a, you know, we live in a world that's, it's basically, that's gone off its rails, and this is going to become increasingly apparent, and I, you know, I don't know how we can fix it collectively. I can only hope that these Satanists discredit themselves and somehow reveal themselves to the masses. But in the meantime, if we as individuals understand what is going on, we can live constructive, happy lives. And I know that I myself was dysfunctional for most of my life up to the age of 50. I'm 60 now, because I didn't understand what was going on, and therefore I was susceptible to societal suggestion. And in other words, I was controlled by them, and they are going to make you dysfunctional. When I finally figured out what was going on, I was able to put my life on a solid footing. And I have been, you know, reasonably happy for the last 10 years.
Well, you know, I think that's true. I think people who have discernment, who know these things, ignorance really is not bliss, is it? I mean, I think people are really living in misery. Was it Hobbes who once said, most men lead lives of quiet desperation? I find that to be true in society. You know, you visit the country clubs and the elite, the affluent, but they all seem to be living lives of quiet desperation. They're just not happy. They're miserable. And I feel you're absolutely right. When you're on the side of truth, you're not part of that society, you say, that's gone off the rails, because it seems to have gone insane. There is a certain insanity, mothers killing their children and child molestation and a horror just everywhere you turn. And so you really have to come back to God and to be a truthful person on your own, don't you? Regardless of which way the world is going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to look inward instead of outward. Increasingly the world is just, you know, we realize, you know, mankind is being degraded constantly, and the world is being transformed into something of a monkey house. And the only way we can keep our sanity and uphold our own standards is to, in a sense, turn our back to it and create our own reality, whether it's spiritually or in the context of our own family and close friends. And I believe that by doing that, we can, shine the light and perhaps save some other people too.
At least work out our own salvation, as the Bible calls it. Henry, we're going to take a quick break here. Folks, stay with us. I've got Dr. Henry Mako. Now, we've been talking sort of an overview of things. When we come back, we're going to talk about Lucifer. Is he the god of Judaism? We'll look at, all kind of things. Are you and I anti-Semitic? We'll get into the Nazis and the Stalinists, pornography, rock music. Hey, let's make a lot of people angry. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power Prophecy. My guest today, Dr. Henry Mako, author of the exciting new book, and it really is exciting, Illuminati 2, Deceit and Seduction. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Tex Mars back with you again. Hey, I want to tell you how to get Dr. Henry Mako's new book, Illuminati 2, Deceit and Seduction. Everything you'd want to know in here about the Freemasons, the Boy Scouts, Is it a model of Masonic subversion? The Boy Scouts? Well, it's been my experience and knowledge that's so, but now Dr. Henry Macko actually talks about even the Boy Scouts in this book. Is the Pope really a Catholic, or is he part of the Illuminati conspiracy? Bill Gates, Michael Jackson, the pedophiles, Vladimir Putin. Dr. Macko says he's not going to jump on Putin's bandwagon. Maybe we'll ask him about that. The CIA, the drug culture, pornography, rock music. My goodness, there's so much here, just amazing things. Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical companies. We go to the crypto Jews and Lucifer, Judaism, anti-Semitism. We go all the way, of course, to a whole lot of stuff in here. Hidden history seems to be something that Dr. Macko specializes in. You'll want to know for questions. Was Martin Bormann a Rothschild agent? Hitler, Rudolf Hess. Who was Rudolf Hess, Hitler's deputy? Why did he fly off to England right as things were cranking up, the beginning of World War II practically? There's so much here. The Stalin's complicity. Really, was communism a Judaic plot? And much more. Even Che Guevara. Fidel Castro. This book is an outstanding book, and I hope you'll order this book. And I know you're going to, the first thing you're going to do, you might want to take a whole day off from work and just stay home and read this book. I hope you get it on a Friday afternoon so you won't miss work. You can read it over the weekend, as I did when I got it. I couldn't wait to sit down and start reading Henry Macko's book. Illuminati 2, Deceit and Seduction. Now, we have this first book, Illuminati, the Cult that Hijacked the World, and each of these books is $20. $20. Two very unique, outstanding books. I highly recommend each one. If you don't have the first one, I would order both of them as a set. That would be $40 total for both books. Now, when you order, please add $5 shipping and handling for each book. Okay, a total of $25 for either Illuminati 2, or just call the first book Illuminati the Cult. Illuminati the Cult. That would be the first book. Or the second book of Dr. Macko's, Illuminati 2, about deceit and seduction. It's the one I have in my hands right now. Just an outstanding book. And I love the way Henry writes. He's a person that seems to be able to get a whole paragraph in one sentence. And I wish I had that ability to do that. Illuminati 2. If you've already got Illuminati, the Cult to Hijack the World, great. Then you'll want this one to go along with it, a companion, but much more. It's not just a book that, well, he had more material and he could make it into a second book. This has original, new information. In fact, it's stuff you're not going to find in any other book. And I know just about every book that's out there on the subject of conspiracies, the New World Order, the Illuminati and such. This is a unique book by a unique man, if I may say so, who, by the way, is Jewish, but he has the courage to expose Judaism and satanic Jews, which is far different than what Dr. Henry Macko is and a number of other good friends of this ministry, Jews who tell the truth. And, you know, boy, you just don't have any problem with that, and Jesus Christ doesn't either. He was the master truth teller. Well, each book, $20, and then add $5 shipping and handling. Here's how to get either one of these books, Illuminati the Cult or Illuminati 2, the newest book by Dr. Macko. Simply phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. You can also go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. We're going to have an ad right on the very front, our homepage. You'll see a display ad of Illuminati 2, Deceit and Seduction. And you'll have a little place to click on there and just order the book right there online at powerofprophecy.com. Again, on our homepage, you'll be able to order the book Illuminati 2, Deceit and Seduction. So go to that and you'll see the cover of the book. Quite an interesting cover. Maybe I'll ask Dr. Macko when we come back about the cover of this book, Illuminati 2, Deceit and Seduction. As I said, you could phone us, you can go to online, or you can write to us. Send us $25 for this book, Illuminati 2, Deceit and Seduction. just write to Power of Prophecy or to Text Mars, Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road. That's 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733 in the United States of America. Okay? 1-800-234-9673 is that toll-free phone call. Or powerofprophecy.com or 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Again, now the first book, Illuminati, The Cult That Hijacked the World, also $25. That includes shipping, handling, postage, everything. $25 for either one of these great books. Now, that's how we get this program on the air. That's how we send out thousands and thousands of newsletters in print through the mail. We have our radio programs, and of course we have our websites, all because we sell only the best of books. You notice we just don't go get the Barnes & Noble bestsellers. Well, that's what the world does. If you want Barnes & Noble books, go get them. But here are the kind of books that I personally read and I endorse. And I know you're going to be blessed by them because they tell the truth. Now let's return to our program. Again, my guest today is Dr. Henry Macko. By the way, he has a PhD, an earned one, of course. He's author of a number of books, including, by the way, you might want to go on Amazon.com, order this book, Cruel Hoax. Cruel, C-R-U-E-L, Hoax, Feminism, and the New World Order. I've got that book at home, and I read it and gave it to Wanda to read. Outstanding. You want to know about feminism? Who's really behind feminism, what it really means for America, Cruel Hoax, Feminism, and the New World Order. You very rarely see it in terms of the Illuminati and the New World Order. Cruel Hoax, the book by Dr. Macko. Now, we don't offer it here in the ministry, but it is available at Barnes & Noble. You can order it, I'm sure, at Barnes & Noble. You might even have it on shelf or at Amazon.com. Okay? Henry Macko, welcome back to Power Prophecy.
Thanks very much, Tex.
You got an interesting cover here. Old Winston Churchill, and he's wearing a daisy, and he has a sort of a triangle-colored tie, and he's given the victory sign, the hard hat. Why did you put this artwork on your cover? I'm curious.
What's the name of that? Oh, W.C. Fields.
Oh, yes.
Essentially, it's to emphasize the carny aspect, the unscrupulous aspect of our great world statesman.
Now, is this W.C. Fields? He does look like W.C. Fields and Winston Churchill.
That's what we did. I saw a picture of Winston Churchill. It looked a lot like W.C. Fields to me. So I essentially got my designer to Photoshop W.C. Fields' costume onto Winston Churchill to give a sense of the duplicity. And, you know, there he is holding up his victory symbol, V for victory. That meant V for victory to the, you know, the poor people who fought and died in that war. But really, Tex, you know better than me that that's an upside-down cross. And he was really signaling his loyalty to the long-term Luciferian agenda of the New World Order. V, you know, V being the upside-down cross. So that's why I put it on the cover. The sense of deceit. It's actually been very effective. People really like it.
Oh, I think so too. You got the daisy. You know, the ancients worshipped the great sun god, and this is like a symbol of that. And then you. That little tie there, that cravat or a tie in the form of the triangle, there again, the unholy trinity. You know, Satan has this counterfeit. There's so much there, and I think even, I can't remember all the meaning of it, even the top hat of W.C. Fields and Winston Churchill, there's a meaning, and you know, they still wear the top hat in some of the Masonic rituals, don't they?
Yeah, good point.
So I think even there, you know, you've got all these symbols right on your on the cover, as well as the triangle with the all-seeing eye up there in the name of Illuminati. Okay, well let's talk something. You know, you are Jewish. I guess my folks say I'm sort of a mixture, but mostly Scottish. But I don't have any problem with exposing the Scottish Rite. even though I'm Scott, and you don't seem to have a problem exposing the Jews, even though you're of Jewish extraction. Why is that? What goes through your mind?
You know, I'm glad you asked me, Tex, because I want to talk about that. I'm the typical assimilated Jew. The vast majority, or at least the majority of Jews, as far as my understanding, throughout recent history, have wanted to be assimilated. What does that mean? Essentially, we wanted to adopt what was the mostly Christian culture of the countries in which we live, in Western Europe and North America. I admired the, Christian values, and I wanted to assimilate, not necessarily become a Christian, but certainly to be a part of the society in which I lived and to contribute to it in a positive way. And I think that is the attitude of the majority of Jews. We want to assimilate. What most Jews don't realize is that the Jewish leadership, financial and political, and a vast number of Jews, we don't realize that they're Sabbateans. They're essentially Satanists. We don't realize it. As a result, they've been manipulating the other Jews in order to attain their satanic goals. And there's evidence that, in fact, they put the Nazis in power, and they're responsible for killing all the Jews who wanted to assimilate. And the ones they didn't kill, they scared them into going to Israel and setting up their Sabbatean state there in Israel. So there's an example of how these Sabbatean satanic Jews manipulated and slaughtered the Jews that wanted to assimilate. So there is this dichotomy in Judaism, in the Jewish people, that even Jews are not aware of, because they continue to be manipulated by their Sabbatean leaders.
Here in the United States, and I know it must be true in Canada, if this is what you're talking about, there are so many Jews that I've met and that I read about, and I see, their essays and their columns and such. Many of them are columnists, talking heads on TV, and they've lived here all their lives. Their parents were here, their grandparents, and they seem to be assimilated, but they put Israel first. And it's sort of like, we'll vote for whatever politician is good for Israel. We'll do whatever is good for Israel. And I can't figure that out, because for the life of me, as an American, a citizen of the United States, I don't want to discriminate or harm any nation on earth, but I'm not going to vote for somebody because he's good for Scotland. I'm Scottish, but hey, I want somebody who's good for America and our people, while not harming anyone else, if possible. Is that sort of the way you feel? I mean, what goes in the mind of Jews? Is it because of their religion? Because a lot of these people are secular Jews. They know nothing about the Talmud, and yet they seem to put Israel first in foreign policy and everything. And if you say one bad word about the Judaic religion or the Jewish state, I mean, they just come out with this, you're an anti-Semite, when you're thinking, what's going on here?
Okay, let me answer, Tex. I don't want to excuse their behavior, but just so you understand it, Jews from a young age were brainwashed with this notion that, look what happened in Germany. They were all rounded up and exterminated. We need a haven where in case this happens again, we can, we'll have a place where we'll go, where we'll be the majority, where we won't be slaughtered. So essentially, this was a mind control manipulation by the Illuminati in order to manipulate Jews. So this is why they're so fanatical. They've been brainwashed, and as it says on the cover of my book, the Illuminati make world events happen. World events are staged and managed by those who hold the purse strings. They made the Holocaust, to the extent that it occurred, they made it happen in order to trauma brainwash the Jewish people to do what they're told.
And I think you're really, you have a great insight there, Dr. Henry. You know, the Protocols of Zion, without discussing the merits of the Protocols of Zion book itself, it says in the Protocols of Zion that we use anti-Semitism for the management of the lesser brethren. So I guess the lesser brethren are those who are just the average Jewish person, and they actually use anti-Semitism as a psychological tool to stir them up, to frighten them, and really to make them sort of a, it's us against them, the Jews against all Gentiles.
Absolutely, Tex. And there's an article in Illuminati 2 which reveals that the famous Dreyfus case, which, you know, which created havoc in France for something like 15 years and was a whole model of, you know, oh, how bad Jewish persecution is. The whole thing was staged by the Rothschilds. You'll have to read the article in my book. The whole thing was staged by the Rothschilds in order to make French nationalists look bad and Jews look good. And Jews, and also make Jews think that they need to create this Rothschild country called Israel. And that's where Herzl first got the idea, oh, there's all this anti-Semitism. See, what Jews don't realize is that their leaders are, there are plotting against the whole world. Their leaders are trying to enslave the whole world. And they're going to offload the blame on the innocent Jews who don't even have a clue about this agenda.
Boy, I think you're so right. And the same thing goes for blacks, Hispanics. You know, it's just turning one race against another. And so, Henry, I want to appeal to people out there. Look at Jews as human beings. Differentiate the same thing, blacks and Hispanics, and don't let us, you know, I'm Caucasian, white, Gentile, but I don't want to be used for the same purpose and inspired to hate Jews because they're Jews, you see. Then in effect, they're controlling me.
There is only one enemy, and that's the Illuminati, the central banking cartel, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and the people that work for them. Unfortunately, that's a large number of who is successful in our society. They control the cartels, the media cartels, the pharmaceuticals, the defense. They control the politicians. And that's my second point. It's not just American Jews that, you know, they're instrumental who support Israel, which is unforgivable. But damn it, it's the American government that's doing it.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, the Jewish lobby in America, no one can deny that they control our Congress. And now with Obama, even the White House, although there, have you seen these signs that it appears Obama is rebelling against his makers, so to speak, just a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I know you, I know that you wrote about that, and I hope you're right, but it sounds a little too good to be true.
Yeah, well, it does, and I'm watching it very carefully. That's because, as I said, we'll see in coming weeks whether these reports are true. And even if they are true, you know, the Jewish powers have such influence that they may sort of bolt him back into line again, you know. But we will see very soon. Now, there's...
You know what? Well, there's an interesting story out of an interview with a Democratic insider. I don't know if you saw it, but he's basically saying that Obama, you know, loves campaigning, but he doesn't like being president. And Obama spends a lot of his time watching sport, and he just really isn't cut out for being the president. He just, his heart isn't into it. And I sense that this is not a man with a vision. This is a you know, this is basically a front man for the bankers, and I don't think he's got the backbone to actually bite the hand that feeds him. They've got Larry Sinclair's phone number on their speed dial. Obama has too much dirty laundry in his cupboard to ever try to take an independent path, I'm afraid.
I think so, too. And, of course, that birth certificate alone could undo his whole presidency, you know, the one they've been hiding for all these several years, Dr. Bacow. Well, let's go into your book here. You know, one of the areas that, I really appreciated, you have some heroic Jews. On page 154, you talk about Henry Klein, anti-Zionist martyr. Boy, what a hero that guy was back during the 1930s, standing up for freedom and liberty, the Constitution, against FDR, Bernard Baruch, and all of the Jewish powers.
Absolutely. He's the kind of, Jew that I would inspire me and I'd model myself after. He was a truly courageous man. And of course, you won't find anything about him. It's just like Soviet Russia, where they cut out the picture of the people who, you know, defy them. But luckily, we've got a nice article about him in my book and on the internet.
Have you ever noticed, Dr. Macko, and I wish it were not so, but you know, you live up in Canada, and you know how liberal and socialist everything Canada is, how illuminist, let's just say, they are. But you know, in a fair world, a man like you has invented the game of scruples with all of your credentials and now writing all these books. They ought to have schools named after, you know, Henry Macko High School and Henry Macko International Airport. You notice they don't do that. The Illuminati, they have the monopoly on all these. I know here in the United States, when you fly into Austin, Texas, you're flying into Barbara Jordan International Airport. Well, Barbara Jordan was a black congresswoman, a lesbian, a pro-communist. You'll never see Tex Mars, you know, no. Piper Cub Airport, you know, let alone international.
But we basically chose the wrong side, Tex, when it comes to worldly honors.
That's true. I mean that in relation here to Henry Klein. I was really encouraged what you wrote about Henry Klein, and I just thought, man, this guy, they ought to name high schools after, they ought to name streets after Henry Klein Boulevard, but you won't see that, will you?
No, and nor will you see a lot of American heroes honored like Henry Ford and Charles Lindbergh and Robert Edmonston, who also has an article in my book. The real American heroes are Robert Taft, Joseph McCarthy. They're all maligned because the country's owned and run by traitors. And so traitors get honored, like George H.W. Bush, who said, and I've got a quote by him on the back of my book, if the American people knew the truth about what we Bushes have done to this nation, we would be closed down, we would be chased down in the streets and lynched. Those are the people we honor, the Houston Airport named after H.W. Bush. And only traitors and criminals are honored in a society that is devoted to treason and criminality.
But that is absolutely the truth. So we're really up against it here. You mentioned Lindbergh. You know, the U.S. Postal Service has put out thousands of stamps, postal stamps. But the one that they refuse to have the image of is Lindbergh. There will never be there has not been a stamp with Lindbergh's picture on it. So evidently the Jewish powers even control the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah, it's appalling that the American people have been dispossessed, but this is the model for what's happened all over the world. All the people are being dispossessed, disinherited, and I hate to think what the end game is.
But well, Lindbergh, his baby was abducted, kidnapped, and I think that the Jews must have got particular delight, the Illuminist, FDR, and all of them, by the fact that they blamed it all on a German immigrant. The kidnapping and murder of Lindbergh's baby. But Lindbergh really got the message. Have you ever worried about your life, your health, your family, and your courage to put out these books? Does that ever bother you? Have you stopped to think about you have become a target?
I think as long as we still have freedom, we better use it and use it as long as we have it. And I figure that I'm essentially too small to be a concern to them. My influence is much too small. I'm a gnat on an elephant, literally no concern to them. I compare myself to Charles Coughlin, who was another great American hero.
Mm.
I don't have to tell you that he had a radio show that was listened to in the 30s. Millions of listeners. He got something like 300,000 or 400,000 letters a week. I mean, even he, they didn't kill. Another great American hero who they did kill, of course, was Huey Long. But getting back to Coughlin, I mean, he was a man that reached millions of people. I reach 20,000. You could put all my readers into a small town in Saskatchewan that you've never heard of. In other words, I try to keep it in perspective. They didn't kill Coughlin, who reached millions, and they basically shut him down. As you know.
So they think maybe you're not that much of a threat yet. But you know, big things always have small beginnings, Henry. And I think this book, both of your books, have really planted seeds, and that's why I think they're going to be great, and causing people to know the truth.
War for our minds and souls. They're Satanists. They want our soul. They want our minds. So I'm fighting on that front, and I think that front is hardly the thing they're most worried about. They're worried about armed insurrection.
You know, evidently they are worried about armed insurrection. You know, this thing in France where the people over there rioting in Paris, and evidently they claim that the fuel has been cut off. Fuel is not getting in. Are they worried about Molotov cocktails? The people are burning the city down that are angry about what the bankers have done? Is that what's going on over there?
Well, you know, it's kind of, the French are kind of funny. You've got teenagers rioting in the streets because their retirement is going to be put off for 2 years. I mean, I think they're living in a kind of alternate reality there. This isn't really about the New World Order. They're too brainwashed to know what's going on. No, they're rebelling because of their retirement age, and these kids aren't even 20 yet.
Wow. Well, they've got, if they're disappointed about that, they've got a lot more disappointments in the future, don't they? Well, Henry, it's been great being with you again. Illuminati 2 is the name of the book, Deceit and Seduction. Order it through our ministry here, 1-800-234-9673. Of course, you can get it from your local bookstore, but I hope you'll order it from us. And also Henry Mako's earlier book, Illuminati, The Cult That Hijacked the World. Two of the greatest books written this decade, certainly, and you'll want both of them. Dr. Henry Mako, welcome, or thank you, I should say, for being our guest today on Power Prophecy.
Tex, it's been a pleasure. I hold you in very high esteem, and I'm really grateful for your efforts on behalf of my work.
Well, I love what you're doing. I love your courage. So when you find a hero, latch on to him and help him out.
But you're a hero of mine, and
I'll
be there for you, too.
Thank you, Dr. Henry Mako. HenryMako.com. You'll want to go online and see what he's got to say. He's going to be talking about Islam maybe pretty soon. What about Islam in relation to the conspiracy? That should be an interesting thing if he gets around to it. I know he's a busy man. And I want to thank you, my dear friends, for tuning in again to Power of Prophecy. And it's my fervent hope and prayer that you'll tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.